can save the day.
Welcome to Mighty House. This is a radio show for people with problems. Home improvement problems, that is. Send an email now to robbie@mightyhouse.net or call into the show at 847-475-1590. From foundation leaks to roof repairs, the Mighty House team is on the job. You're listening to
Mighty House.
Mike's live. I'm Ron Cowgill. The Mighty House team is back. Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, check him out at MrFloor.com. We're getting a weird echo. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com, and on Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Thanks, Rich. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Video clips of the show are available at MightyHouse.net. If you haven't figured it out, if you go to MightyHouse.net, you'll find a lot of good information. And on our Mighty House YouTube channel, you can follow us on Facebook. We're looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. And our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And you can check out the Mighty House team page for a lot of great companies that will help you out around the house. They can do some inspections. Maybe you need a plumber, a painter, you know, stuff like that, an HVAC guy. All right there, MightyHouse.net, Mighty House team page.
Are there any house declutterers listed?
No, there's not, coincidentally.
That's silly.
Maybe we could fix that.
I've been trying.
Give us a call, 847-475-1590, and you have a chance to win some Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe, and you can learn more at MrFloor.com. So what's this muck fest thing you're doing there, Robbie? And when is that? Is that September 12th?
It's September 16th.
Oh, 16th.
Yes. And I'm running in the mud or walking in the mud or crying in the mud or having a breakdown. But all the funds raised go to help find a cure for MS, which is a horrible disease. My mother has MS. She is bedridden with this disease. She has 24-hour care. I'm running on a team with the Fitzgeralds. Their husband and father passed away from MS after he was totally...
Disabled?
Disabled, yeah, from the disease and ended up in a place. It's horrible. And there are many different kinds of ways that people can help out. And one is to just sponsor me to do this run because, again, all the money is going and it's kind of a lot of fun. And, you know, you're getting together with people who are affected by the disease or have the disease. So go on Facebook. I'm trying to put another link on there, but right now we're having Facebook problems. But you can find the link right there or email robbie@mightyhouse.net and I will send you the link. And truly, $5.
That's all. $5.
$5 is it.
Just like Trucker Mike, $5.
That's it. And if your company wants to donate a larger amount of money, we might do like a little pay to play. That doesn't sound right.
No,
it's not pay to play.
No.
It's not.
No, not at all.
It's not.
There's another way to do it.
Yes.
And you can even get something for it.
Yes.
So it's not like you're donating money more than you're just buying a product.
Right. So in 2 weeks, you can buy a Mr. Floor cleaning product. They start at $12. All proceeds go to the MS Muckfest
fund.
That's fund, your, yeah. Yes.
It's all 100% of the
proceeds. Yeah.
Proceeds will
but
be donated.
Be, you know, yes. We'll be putting up a special link with the promo
yes.
code
and
Robbie.
If you spend $25, you get free shipping in the continental United States. So a gallon of product
would
is
that include Alabama?
I think it does. Yeah.
I'm not so good on my geography.
Yeah,
but, is Alabama part of the continental United States?
I believe so. Yeah,
or is that an island?
Yeah,
no.
I think it's an island.
No, it's not.
Rich, I think it's an island, isn't it?
Isn't it? I thought it was just
off the coast of Mexico.
Yes. Right. Yeah, it is off the coast of Mexico, but...
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. Okay.
All right, if you have any questions about...
Brandon's going to quit. Look at him. He's day one, and Brandon's like, I can't deal with this for 3 hours?
Of humor.
I'm quitting.
Why do you think Randall quit?
Randall
Anybody
just
who was listening
his...
last week?
Yeah.
We had
one
a new
day.
Guy. One day.
One day. He
one
lasted
day.
With us one day.
Yeah, I don't know what Ben did.
I don't know. Ben...
Ben, you could tell us the truth.
Ben's been, it's 8 months. He's out of here. And he's just trying to find some
what
sucker,
does this
I mean,
mean?
Person
huh?
to replace him. That's
well, what's
all.
Going on, Ben? So if you have any questions about my sense of geography or the MS Fest or anything else, email robbie@mightyhouse.net.
Or wait 2 weeks, September 9th, and all the proceeds of the Mr. Floor cleaning product sale will be going to support Robbie's run or walk or stroll correct. Around all of the obstacles, however you want to look at it.
Yes. Or you can join me.
Oh, yeah, that too. Mm-hmm. That too.
Rich.
So, uh-huh.
Rich.
Nope, not flying up for that. I'll be in Tampa anyway. Oh, yeah. The Bears-Tampa game on Sunday.
Oh, look at you. Special. All right, so
yes.
One thing that we posted this week on the Facebook was 10 myths about concrete. And I found that extremely interesting, and I think I agree with almost all of them, too. Usually we find these 10 myths of something, and I don't agree with 30, 40% of it. But this one, I think we're down with it. It's also from the Portland Cement Association, I believe, in Skokie. So it's an article from them, and I think they are of knowledge to be able to make these assessments.
These ridiculous claims.
Yes, yes. So you've got that pulled up, Rich?
Yeah.
Okay, let's start off with number one. What is the number one myth about concrete?
Well, the first one is typically that you can order concrete by just the number of bags of cement. Now, to clarify, concrete is a mixture of aggregates, cement, water,
cement,
and sand,
cement.
And that's what makes concrete.
Yes.
Cement is an ingredient. Okay.
Yes.
So when you order concrete, we do, you know, 5-bag mix for your foundation walls and 6-bag mix for your driveway.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how it's done.
Boom, done. And just like that.
This says, yeah, that's probably not the best thing to do. Your mix should be based on performance requirements, not just cement content. So specifying bags without tying in the amount of water is no specification at all. Now, there's a little mixture there because I know when my guy would do his concrete work for foundations, it was 5-bag, but Aaron trained, blah, blah, blah. In other words, they knew what it was for and they put the proper admixtures in.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I've never really thought about it that way, right? We just said 5 or 6-bag mix. So.
Well, isn't it the more water you put in it, the less tensile strength or the less PSI it is?
Less strength. Yes. Well, and that's what number two. By adding water to the mix is the way to increase slump. So what is slump?
Number most two. Wait, know. Number two talks slump?
Yes.
Is
I know that's
slushy?
Probably coincidence. Somebody there had a sense of humor.
Slushy.
And slump is... Slump is where you put the concrete in a coffee can, and then you lift up the concrete can and you see how far it sags. Is that it? Or slumps?
Something like that. It slumps. So if you need a concrete to be a certain slump, and you do this mostly in fly forming, where you have a ton of rebar in the wall, you need to use a vibrator to get it to move around. Well, if it's too stiff, it won't. It's dry.
Right. Yeah.
So to increase the slump, a lot of guys would just add water.
Right.
Now, adding water can increase the slump, but it decreases the compressive strength by 150 to 200 PSI. And this is adding 1 gallon of water to 1 cubic yard.
Wow. That's a lot.
Okay. So you can increase the slump by 1 inch, but you're going to decrease the compressive strength by 150 to 200 PSI.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to waste, basically it's the equivalent of wasting 1/4 bag of cement. And the other big one is that it does increase shrinkage. Because the water is part of the volume of the concrete. And as the water dries out,
the concrete shrinks.
That was an episode on Seinfeld.
Yeah, it could have been.
All right. So then that ties into number three.
Okay, curing so wait. Concrete, if we, wait. If we don't add the water, how else can we get the slump to change?
Increase, you can add plasticizers.
Okay.
Chemicals.
You know. Yeah.
Yes, that was all over this.
And you could also, can't you change the aggregate and that will change your slump also?
It can do that too, but that also changes compressive strength.
Right.
It's, you know, the whole weird thing.
You know, it's not just concrete. I guess that's where we're going. Okay, number three.
Yes. Curing concrete means letting it dry. So, and I've had this personally happen where you got it all poured and it was going to start raining in a couple hours.
Mm-hmm.
And the people are freaking out. And I'm like, nope, best thing that can happen to it. Just let it rain on it.
Yep.
Concrete is a cure. The curing process is a chemical reaction. The water is a way to get it to move around. So the least amount of water you can use, the better. But you want to control the temperature. If it gets hot, and this knocks out a couple other ones, concrete creates heat as it cures. If it gets too hot, it cures fast and becomes brittle.
Mm-hmm.
So by keeping it cool or covering it with plastic to trap the moisture and keeping it cool slows down the curing process, but ultimately gives you a stronger slab.
That's very cool. So we can hose it down.
There's a lot of cool stuff with it.
So Ed, just keep hosing down that fresh concrete, and you're going to you can make it stronger in the process.
And we'll come back. We'll talk about calcium chloride and rebar.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
Somebody bought it, and on the spot they're gonna build a shop where we can go buy bolts and screws. Since then I've been walking on air. I can barely brush my teeth or comb my hair, cause I'm so excited and I really don't care. I've been waiting since last
June
for the day to finally arrive. I'm so happy now, cause to be alive, cause any minute now I'm gonna be inside. Well, I hope they open soon.
I can't wait. No, I can't wait.
Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, check him out at MrFloor.com. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com, and also on Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and preview shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call at 847-475-1590, you'll have a chance to win some Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe. And you can learn more at MrFloor.com.
Free, I can't wait. No, I can't wait. When they gonna open up that door?
What's wrong?
Are
you going to sing the whole deal or not?
Not unless Brennan sings with me.
I don't think Brandon's going to do that. No. He won't even talk on the air.
Brandon, would you look at all that stuff?
Nope.
Ah!
Okay, here we go, Brandon.
Elements, durable feeders, toilet seats, electric heaters, trash can backers, distractions, sharp rods, and water meters, walkie-talkies, copper wire, safety goggles, radios, wire, baby wells, rubber miles, fans, and dehumidifiers, picture hangers, paper cutters, waffle irons, window shutters, hair removers, window loopers, masking tape, plastic cutters, kitchen faucets, folding tables, letters, stripping jumper cables, hooks and tackle, grapples, spackle, power fonders, spoons and ladles, vessels, sucker, fumigation, high performance, lubrication, metal roofing, waterproofing, multi-purpose insulation, air compressors, rack connectors, racking chisels, smoke detectors, IR gauges, hands, cages, thermostats, and button flappers, trailer, machine magnetizers, automatic circumcisers, standards, racket, cycle, energizer, soffit panels, circuit breakers, vacuum cleaners, coffee makers, calculators, generators, matching salt and pepper shakers. I can't wait.
I think that's the best she's done it.
Yes!
I think she may have actually finally completed that.
Yeah.
I skipped two lines.
You skipped two lines?
Oh, did you?
Yeah,
you just did the humming, 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 humming thing?
When I miss, I have to wait till the start of the paragraph again. You know, I have to go. I can't do it in the middle.
So you're getting there, though. So now we got to keep turning up the volume a little. Like we couldn't hear you so well, but it seemed like you were keeping up pretty good on that one.
Yeah. All right. Cool.
Chewy.
Chewy?
Chewy.
All right.
Not chewy.
All right. So we were talking something better than watching drywall dry or paint dry or talking drywall. We're actually talking concrete, which to me, this article was really, really good. And it's by the Portland Cement Association that's right here in Skokie. And I think it's on Old Orchard. It's right by Old Orchard there, right by the freeway. Anyway, they put out a top 10 myth, and we were at number three, or I think we're at four now, correct?
Yeah, we're kind of past that, but okay. No, we're four.
Okay, what do we got?
So no visible bleed water and or a footprint test means it's time, it's a thumbs up, time to start finishing the concrete.
To trowel it down.
Trowel it.
Yeah.
So that's a good one. I mean, I don't know how much concrete you did. I've done a fair share, but I'd never call myself a professional finisher by any means.
Mm-hmm.
But I've done enough where, you know, we get out there, we get our forms up, we screed it, you know, and that's going back and forth, right? Cut it all, make sure
right.
it's flat.
Right.
And let it set a couple minutes. And then we have a big bull float with the pole.
Right.
And we shoot that across there and drag that back and forth a couple of times. And then you're done. You got to just wait. Because the more you play with it, you're forcing water to the surface, which then weakens the surface. So if you get on it too soon and start finishing it, you mix that water. It makes it very light on concrete, mm-hmm. on cement.
Right.
So then that's why it flakes and spalls and so on. So that was always the scariest thing to me. It's funny, when I first started, it was like you dump the concrete out and you'd think, I got to start finish it because the right. stuff's going to harden like in an hour.
Right.
And it doesn't. So that to me is where the guys with all the experience, they know. And a lot of them will throw rocks. A lot of them will thumbprint it. Some can stand on it. But they have a better feel for it. But this does say that to the use of power fish, if you're going to be getting on it, relying on the absence of water is not enough. Depending on the concrete properties and environment, bleeding may still occur, and it should evaporate as it reaches. It will evaporate as it reaches the surface.
Mm-hmm.
But bleeding must be complete throughout the slab thickness before finishing can begin. So you want that water pretty much out of the top and the bottom. So having a good gravel base for the water to bleed out is important.
Yeah.
So I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like that one.
Calcium chloride is an antifreeze agent. Now, I'll admit we were on, you know, we've been on jobs where we added calcium chloride and it was not as an antifreeze. We did it to speed curing so that we could actually get on it sooner and get it troweled. Now, that was typically in the winter months.
Right, when it starts to get a little cooler out.
Yeah, and the real key to that was not to add much, you know, because it does weaken it, and you don't want to cause problems that way.
And that's what I was going to say. I thought it weakened it, made it less, you know, the strength of the concrete, then the compressive strength is cut down from it.
But it was really good because, like, again, the guy that I always used, we had thermal blankets. I mean, they were like an inch and a half thick, silver on one side, black on the other, and full of, you know, pockets. And we'd cover the ground before the pour, you know, so we could never get too much frost or cold in the ground. We'd cover the concrete after it was poured to keep it from freezing, but not so much that, but to keep its temperature up so it would cure properly. And actually, I think because it cures slower, I think concrete placed in cool weather, 30s, 40s, is going to be far stronger than a driveway you pour in the summer.
Yep.
But nobody wants you to pour in the winter, right? But it's aside from frost in the ground, I think it's better.
Yeah. Well, like my garage floor was poured, and it was like 98 degrees, 95 degrees out. It was really, really hot. And it went off too fast. So then the problem was then they were hosing it down to try and be able to continue troweling it. And then that created the problem where it spalls. And, you know, my garage floor spalled all over the place, exactly where you park, right from the car tire. So,
well, and that's a lot of it's the calcium chloride, the salts from they use on the roads. This doesn't help.
Right. So, that's true.
You can place concrete on frozen ground without any precautions. That one I think we'll skip because that's just, you know, I don't think that's a myth. You should never put concrete on frozen ground. Ground thaws, ground sinks, concrete cracks.
Yeah.
So, number seven's good, though. Reinforced concrete won't crack.
No.
So if I put steel in my concrete rebar, say number three, four rods going four rods in both directions.
Yep.
And I pour that concrete, will the concrete crack?
Yes.
Yes.
Guaranteed.
If I use 6x6 welded wire fabric in your driveway and I pour out a beautiful 6-bag mix, will it crack?
Yes. Guaranteed.
Yes. Now why? Concrete shrinks. Now, can I reduce that cracking?
Or
add so much water.
Yeah, and stabilize the cracking, and that's what the
rebar
wire and the rebar is doing.
Increases the tensile strength of the concrete.
Right, but it doesn't prevent it from cracking. It'll stabilize those cracks and hold them together. And that's what also your expansion joints, that's what you do that. And then you can also trowel in the
control joints.
Control joints, so that that way it cracks down those control joints.
Okay, so that's not even in this article. Let's describe that. One is an expansion joint, and one is a control joint.
Mm-hmm.
An expansion joint is usually filled with a fiber board so that as the slab gets hot and expands, it doesn't compress against your foundation wall, thus allows expansion. A control joint is a groove you place or cut in the slab to allow it to crack. You're controlling where it's going to crack.
Right, because
so
you know
it's
going
to. So if you do your control joints or your cuts properly and you have the rebar or wire fabric in the slab, you doesn't matter. It's going to crack, but it's not going to move. You're not going to notice.
Right.
So I always like that one.
Yep, that's a good one.
Here's a good one, number 8. Fresh concrete that is flat and level will remain flat and level after hardening.
Okay.
This, what they're saying, and it says, no, it's not true. Concrete, as it cures, because the face is going to dry, it's going to cup or curve. Mm-hmm. The front or the top is drier than the bottom, so it will curve. Now, I don't think you'd notice that on a new patio or driveway without using a laser level.
Mm-hmm.
But I poured some concrete countertops, and I formed them, and I poured them upside down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I couldn't believe I had them on a flat table level. And after 7 days, the concrete was sticking up a half inch over the forms at the edges.
No.
Yes. These were 1.5 inch thick countertops or 2 inches thick. I don't remember. Doesn't really matter, but it literally curved that much and now it's still green. So all we had to do is take them out of the forms, flip them upside down and resupport them, and it flattened out.
Mm-hmm.
But it blew my mind that countertop pour cupped that bad.
Just like
drying out on the back.
Yeah. Just
like a piece of wood. It worked.
Yeah. Wood will do the same thing. If it's wet on one side, dry on the other.
I get it with wood. I never expected that with concrete.
Yeah.
So I was talking to my buddies that, you know, Terrazzo there in Chicago, Chicago Terrazzo and Supply or whatever it's called. But they're like, oh, yeah, we have formulas for that. You know, this wide, this thick, blah, blah, blah. They actually have formulas. They know exactly how much it's going to move. And I'm like,
wow.
That was cool as hell to me.
Yes. Yeah.
That's why you hire professionals, people that know to do it.
Yep.
All right, last two real quick. Concrete is impermeable.
And
water won't go through it, right?
Of course it will, like a sponge.
Okay. Is it so, like, once it's poured and cured, I can go ahead and put wood on it, right? Because it's impermeable. It won't have any moisture to affect the wood.
It's got a lot of water in it. And it's a sponge.
And it'll wick up water from the ground below.
Yes.
And that's why we do a vapor barrier.
On the ground, over your footings, you should have a vapor barrier over your footings, too, before you pour your walls.
Uh-huh.
For that
and
same reason.
Most guys don't.
Nope. Nope.
Nope.
Don't need it.
Nope. All right.
Last one.
The higher the concrete strength, the more durable the concrete. So if I've got a 28-day test, they average out at 6,550 pounds per square foot. You know, that's a pretty strong concrete. Is that good? It's good.
We'll find out when we get back.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
See, I work construction. I build things. I don't know if y'all realize the pressure a man like me's got on.
This is Mighty House.
Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, check them out at MrFloor.com. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Check us out on the Gab Radio Network. They have a rebroadcast at 1 o'clock from 1 to 4. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. And our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call at 847-475-1590, you'll have a chance to win some Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe. And you can learn more at MrFloor.com. And if somebody wanted to sign up for the newsletter, Rich, how could they do that?
Go to the MightyHouse.net. Go to the contacts page and sign up. But MightyHouse.net. Go there.
Go there. All the stuff. MightyHouse.net. emails, all that stuff are right there. There's a blog page. There's all kinds of fun learning things to do there.
You could learn if you went there.
Yeah, by mistake, hopefully. So, okay, so we finished up the concrete.
Enough, even, we're good enough. Let's just say that just because it's a strong concrete, like, you know, six-bag mix, you could still have problems with the steel, exposure to freeze-thaw, alkali-silica reactions, you know, the salt.
Right.
And sulfate attacks, again, road salt. So there you go. That's all the myths about concrete.
That's the top 10 from the Portland Cement Association. Right here in Skokie, Illinois. All right, cool.
Pretty interesting I like those stuff, though.
That was good. Those were some good ones, and a little, maybe a little in the weeds, a little bit, but it's all good stuff to know.
It happens.
And if you had any questions about that, 847-475-1590. Because you never know.
You never ever.
People
know.
Might have been just listening to that and just been so intrigued.
Hopefully, we didn't cause any accidents putting them to sleep driving down the road.
I think we've got a new one. We've got talking about paint drying, talking about drywall, and now we've got concrete talk. Those are
okay. You say that,
yeah.
But every spring, we get a ton of phone calls from people wanting new driveways and stuff, and they all start asking those simple questions that aren't so simple.
Yep.
So it's hard not to get in the weeds, but at least they get a good job out of it.
Correct. Only if they listen to Mighty House. That's it.
Oh, I'm sure of that. I know there's nobody else in Chicago that'll talk about construction like
that. No. Not as in depth as we do. We can understand it, and we can put you to sleep. All right.
That's right.
Okay, Robbie, you got an email this week, didn't you?
Well, I'm not even going to read the email verbatim because it was about cutting boards.
Yes.
And
butcher block tops, things like that.
Yeah. And you know what? I think about it all the time and it scares me all the time because some people have the like island with the butcher block on it. Mm-hmm. I mean, aren't you supposed to like put bleach on it and stuff?
Ooh, no.
Like, no, if you use a cutting board for meat.
You don't want to bleach it.
Okay,
why are you putting meat on a butcher block top?
Isn't to cut it.
You know.
Isn't it a cutting board?
Sure, it's a cutting board, but you don't want to put any poultry, beef, any kind of meat like that. You don't put it on a porous surface to cut it. You need a corian.
If you weren't going to put dead animals on it, why would you call it butcher block?
No, I'm just saying these are some of the questions that I have when I see these things. People cut on cutting boards all the time, and then they say you're supposed to bleach them.
Right.
So you're saying cut on corian?
Yeah, you don't want to.
No, because that dulls your knives.
Well, that's why they make knife sharpers.
Can I cut directly on my, what's my kitchen?
Your granite?
Can I cut directly on granite?
You can. It's going to mess it up.
Even harder on the knives.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it harder on the knives or is it harder on the granite?
Knives.
Well, you can scratch it, yes.
But
then you get polished out.
You don't want to be any meats or anything like that where you're going to have bacteria growing. You don't want to cut it on a porous surface.
So what am I supposed to cut it on?
Rich?
All right. The best thing you could do, every house, and I know you're going to hate this because you're trying to declutter, but every house in this country should have two cutting boards.
Made out of what?
Two different colors.
Mm-hmm.
It can be made out of plastic, resins, corian's fine because it's non-porous, but plastic cutting boards. And always, like I use wood cutting boards primarily, but not with raw meats. I always use the plastic board. So you never want.
So
you should have two cutting boards, one for meats and one for veg.
Right. So,
you know, or.
They used to do that. They used to cut the meats on butcher block and, you know, on a wood top so that it would save their knives. But then they started having these issues with bacteria transferring
salmonella,
all that other stuff from one piece of meat to the next. And if you're using that same butcher block and you leave it sit there and then you put the next piece on there, now everything you're doing, even if it was only concentrated to one, is going to get spread to all of them. So, and over a period of time, because that bacteria can live in that butcher block for a long time. So that's why you don't want to use that a regular butcher block top for cutting up your meats. Now, go back to your original question, though.
The question is, he wanted to know about sanding it down and then restaining it or resealing it. And so I started to look this stuff up because you recommended a product, Rich,
Woogoo or something?
Booze
blocks.
Booze blocks.
Booze is a manufacturer of butcher block cutting boards.
Okay. Well, so I started looking at it, and it's like, well, first you have to condition it, clean it, then you condition it, then you seal it, then you this, then you that. And it's like, I'm just saying go and buy another $10 cutting board. Because once I spend all that money on the cleaning, conditioning, and all those products, heck, I'm just going to get a new one.
So put it in the fireplace and start with
right.
fresh
but
water.
I do see a million cutting boards in people's homes, wood cutting boards, that I know that they're using for meat, and they have all the,
slash marks in them?
Yeah, a million. Mm-hmm. So if I'm not supposed to use it for meat.
Mm-hmm. Not supposed to.
But I do. I mean,
raw meat.
The general.
Raw meats.
Raw meat,
we
correct.
Does use this for raw meats all the time. People use it for raw meat all the time. Okay, so then you can, you have to bleach it.
No, a lot of times, like if I get, chickens or whatever, those we'll do them on plates or do them in a glass, whatever. But then once it's cooked, I'll throw it on a cutting board.
And that's okay.
You know what I mean? So it's big difference between raw meats and right. cooked.
Okay, so then you have a cutting board and it has all the, or your butcher block island.
Island top, mm-hmm. right?
Okay, so you then resand it.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And can a lay person resand this?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. You can use an orbital sander. You can use a belt sander. If you're using a belt sander, you want to go the same way as the grain. So that way you don't want to sand it across the grain because you'll scratch it up and make it really a lot worse. So you can go with the grain with a belt sander if you've got some deep grooves. If you've got some lighter grooves, you just want to refinish the top, then you would just use a palm sander, an orbital sander.
Okay, and then you have to treat it and coat it and
conditioner and butcher's wax.
Right. So one of the issues was he said he wanted to put vegetable oil on there.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't put vegetable oil on there because it'll go rancid. So mm-hmm. what happens is it turns bad. And then now that is soaking. It's all through the butcher block. It's all in the wood. And it's going to stink. And you can't use it. You don't want to be putting any food on there now because you're going to be getting sick from all of the chemicals that are, not the chemicals, but all the bacteria and stuff that grows in the oils in the wood. So you don't want to use a vegetable oils or anything like that. You want to make sure that you're using there's a mineral oil mix or something. And then what was the best one that you use? It was that beeswax or something, right, Rich?
Well, it's a butcher's wax, but yes, it's 100% beeswax or carnauba. But mm-hmm. both of those are food grade.
And then he talked about shellacking it or varnishing it.
Definitely.
No, you won't do that.
If it's a piece of furniture, you're going to sand it down and you're not going to be cutting on it or using it for anything like that, then you can go ahead and sand it, stain it, and put a varnish or a urethane or a polyurethane, anything you want over top of it, because now it's going to be like a piece of furniture. But
yeah, you wouldn't use it for cooking ever again.
No.
Or cutting.
You couldn't. Because now every time you cut that up, the little bits of that finish and that stain, the chemicals in that, is going in your food.
Okay.
Besides, shellac is just bug poop anyway.
But sometimes you see those butcher blocks in kitchens and they look like they have a finish on them.
They very well could be. If you sand it.
But it's
really
a wax
good,
and you can polish it.
Yes.
So not using polish, but a wax you can bring up to a decent shine.
It wax does a lot. The beeswax really does put a beautiful finish on wood. It's amazing.
Okay,
Robbie, if you see a butcher block cutting board in somebody's house and it looks absolutely fabulous, it means they followed your tip and they hire out cooking. And they are much more relaxed. Thus, they have a preserved cutting board.
I'm sorry.
Does not make them a bad person.
No, it makes them an awesome person.
Yeah.
It just makes it easier.
Stressless person. Less stressed person.
And if you missed the Clutter Clarity tip this week, you got to go back and go to mightyhouse.net. You can pull up the on-demand and listen to her.
Because survey says.
Ding!
Yes, you pay for services and you will be a happier person. So speaking of which, so I was on my phone because I wanted to pull up something. Because
you were happier using your phone.
I was on my phone, and I went to Mighty House Radio, mightyhouse.net, and I went to download previous shows because I wanted to listen to something. I couldn't do it. Why can't I do it on my phone?
Not on your cell phone.
Why?
It won't do that on the cell phone. It won't play back on cell phones because it's a different operating system. But so you have to go to iTunes.
Is it a file format issue?
Yeah. Well, you have to go. You have to go to iTunes, and you can download it there.
Do I have to pay to download it on iTunes?
No. If you have a if you have an iTunes account, then you and then you can just download the shows there.
So some people, because I swore somebody was listening to it in the car. I swore they were on their phone.
They could have been, because you're listening to it on the podcast.
On iTunes.
Correct. Or Stitcher or one of the other ones. Yeah.
But I just can't go to .net.
Correct. You can't go straight to the website and listen to it there. You can on your computer, but you can't do it on the cell phone.
Well, why didn't you tell me?
What do you mean? I just did.
Why didn't you tell me before last week when I wanted to show people?
Oh, I don't know. I just assumed you knew that.
How would everybody know? This is why I'm here. Okay, so people, if you want to listen, you can't listen on your phone unless you go to iTunes.
Right. Then you can listen to the three shows there. Now, eventually, they may fix that.
Now, I'm going to...
There might be a iTunes different workaround.
iTunes.com, right?
Yeah. So if you go to the MightyHouse.net, there's iTunes link right there. Click on the iTunes link, and it'll take you right to it.
See, maybe that's what I couldn't find, the iTunes link.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to have to do it again, because it said listen.
Uh-huh. It's right there.
No.
See? See how that works?
It said listen.
You know what? That's it. 3 hours is done.
Mighty House on Demand. I went to Mighty House
on
Demand.
No, no, no. We got Mike Novak coming in to explain what color trees and grass really are.
Yeah, and talk about the eclipse. All right. We'll be back right after this.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
See, I work construction. I build things. I don't know if y'all realize the pressure a man like me's got on.
This is Mighty House.
Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, check him out at MrFloor.com. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com, and on Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts or previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And with that, we need to say Robbie. Is that what we need to do? Robbie?
Well, I'm saying if they're still listening, because Robbie? I missed this message was 20 minutes ago.
You should explain what the Robbie game is.
Okay, so I have these adorable little kids in my neighborhood, Tess, BB, Will, and Evelyn.
Yeah.
And when they're in the car with their mom and dad, they listen to the show.
Sure.
And so they play the game. They clap if they hear me, and they clap twice if they hear my name.
Okay, so we have to say Robbie.
So, but I don't know if they're still
listening.
And
they clap twice.
So I just got a text from them.
I was going to say, are they doing that again?
Well, yeah. I just got a text with a video, and it says more Robbie on the radio because they're not clapping.
Okay.
So the kids, they sent a video of the kids just sitting there, like, waiting to clap.
All right. Hey Brandon, we got a new guy.
There.
Brandon, we are, just so you know, Ryan already quit. He couldn't handle us. He was like, these guys
Randall.
Are bonehead. Randall, is he was out.
Randall quit already.
He's like,
quit your show.
Yeah, he quit our show. I don't know. So then they sent in Brandon, and Brandon's not turning on anybody else's mic, so I don't know what's going on there. You got it, Brandon?
Brandon or Brendan? I get those two names messed up all the time.
Brandon?
It's because he hasn't drunk that Red Bull yet.
Oh, is that what it is?
And he's not talking.
Give us a test there, Mike.
What's your name, sir?
Yeah.
Sir with the microphone?
What?
Brandon?
Nice.
Brandon.
Yeah.
Brandon. Okay, thank you.
Wait, I don't see. Where's
Rich is down. He's lower.
Did he?
He's taking a nap.
He's on the floor.
Something like that.
He's on the floor. What the heck is that all
No,
about?
I was just chilling out. I was just taking a seat, and I forgot to lower my screen.
He was testing the concrete.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Excellent. Okay, so the Robbie game is when you hear Robbie's name, you clap twice?
Yes, when you hear me talk, you clap once. Okay. When you hear my name, you clap twice.
Okay.
And what happens when you don't talk?
Then they send me a video that says there's no clapping going on in the car.
Who sends you a video?
This is the Robbie game.
This cute little girl sends me a video. She's sitting there waiting for me to clap. And she's like falling asleep. So then I have to get a video.
So am I.
Look how adorable.
Morning, Mike.
It's warm in here. What's going
Ain't
on?
It
is.
It's the WCGO studios. It's hot.
But sometimes they have the AC on.
Who needs
it? No, it's not that
AC?
Hot.
Yeah, who needs AC around radio equipment and transmitters and things?
No.
Nah.
Computers.
You know, when I worked at Gargantua Radio down the dial, man, that was an ice box. You came in there, it was always cold.
Mm-hmm.
But
it was to keep people awake.
Yeah.
I think that's part of it. I really do. So,
Who are you talking to right now?
Robbie.
Ron.
Robbie.
You want to say Robbie? No. When she talks, it's once. Or no.
Right. What is this?
And don't do it in a. Guys, stop it in a studio because the lights will go off and on.
That's funny. Okay, and I'm just going to say, because now they're back in the car.
Okay.
And I'm going to have to post that video of BB.
Has this been going on for 3 hours?
No, years, actually. It's the Robbie game.
No, it's true. That...
It is. And I'm sorry, Mike, but, you know.
And we still haven't established whether it's Brandon or Brendan. We have no idea.
Brandon.
It's okay. Brandon.
Brandon.
But don't worry. He's
Brandon. Done.
He'll Mike, be gone next week.
He won't be back done. Next week anyway, so it doesn't matter.
That's why Ben's still sitting there.
Yeah,
that's right, because there will be yet another person left to come in. Yeah,
Ben's been trying to quit us for 7 months, 8 months now. So, you know, it's like, he can't find a replacement because they always quit.
No, you know what the truth is?
What?
He can't quit you.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Everybody else doesn't have a problem with it.
You're raising your hand.
Yes, Robbie.
This has nothing to do with anything except it's my own show, right?
Sure.
And you guys are guests of our show.
Sure.
So they've changed the game.
Yeah?
Oh, no.
It's one clap for Robbie.
Uh-huh.
It's two claps for the cookie guy. They call you the cookie guy.
The cookie guy.
Because the Girl Scout cookies. You had them on the show. And then they brought you Girl Scout cookies, and you ate the entire box on the show.
Okay.
So they call you the cookie guy.
Right.
So
Did you really eat an entire box?
He ate an entire box of the peanut butter Girl Scout cookies.
I could do that in a freaking heartbeat.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
In a heartbeat.
No, but it will lead to the end of heartbeats.
Yeah.
You were talking about the stuff you put on a cutting board.
Right.
You know, that'll kill you. Just add it to the list.
Right, exactly.
Right.
Oh, man. Hey.
So
I saw. Yeah. Okay.
So you were down in southern Illinois.
No.
You didn't go.
I was in western Kentucky.
Oh, you ended up going to Kentucky.
Yeah, we ducked around.
The clouds?
Carbondale and the Shawnee National Forest because Rick DeMille said, go east, young man.
Yes.
And I did. And we got full sun and we got the total of 2 minutes and 30 seconds of totality. It was the coolest thing ever.
Ever?
I mean, I cannot wait 7 years to do it again
one.
For the next one. Yeah.
All right.
And the next one's crossing Carbondale again.
Yes.
How weird is that?
Yeah, it's going from Texas to the northeast and goes right through Carbondale again.
Yeah. But I wonder, it goes into Indiana, so it might actually be a shorter distance. You know, if it gets anywhere near Chicago, it's going to be crazy. Getting down there for us was cool because we took all the back roads. We took Illinois Route 1 along the eastern side of the state. Nobody on the road.
They want to get on highways and freeways.
I know, and they're lemmings. They're just totally. I'm sorry. I was on 57 for a few miles, and it was bumper to bumper, 80 miles an hour. I said, I'm not doing this. I'm getting out of here.
Mm-hmm.
And I get on the back roads and there's nobody there. And then that night, because we were thinking of going to Shawnee National Forest, we get these news reports from Shawnee that said, hey, it's overcrowded. We're shutting down parts of it. I went, oh, my gosh, can't do that.
Right.
So we ducked around there, crossed the Ohio River, went into western Kentucky. Again, nobody there. Can't find, we find this little town called Fredonia. Hail Fredonia! Okay. And
Shout out.
Shout out. Well, if anybody's seen the Marx Brothers film, that's what I'm talking about. We find this little cemetery on a hill. Kathleen goes, that looks like a spot. We get up there and you can see soybeans fields around us. And we said, this is it. And we were in this little cemetery and saw the totality. And there may be a dozen of us in the cemetery. And it was the most amazing thing. And just seeing it. And I did it. I Facebook lived it as it went into totality, but the camera couldn't handle the moon going across the sun, so it just looked bright.
Mm-hmm.
But you could see the dark disk of the moon and the corona around it, which was white. I always thought it was yellow because you see these photographs, but it was white. Anyway, I hear the music, which means that I need to tell you, Melinda Myers, an award-winning horticulturist, is on our program today.
Ooh.
Ooh, she's
awesome.
She does it right. She actually wins awards for doing horticulture.
Oh, really?
They kicked me out of the room for doing that, okay?
And then tomorrow
we are live from the Chicago Botanic Garden.
Oh, excellent.
2 hours. Yeah, it is Heirloom Fest, and Lisa Hilgenberg will be there with us and a bunch of experts.
The Unflooded.
The Unflooded. Oh, Chicago, my goodness. Garden. And Rick DeMaio today will talk about the hurricane, I'm sure.
Excellent.
Wow. Lots going on.
Yeah, cool. All right, podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. The conversation continues all week long on Facebook and Twitter. If you want to sign up for the newsletter, just go to MightyHouse.net. Click on the Contact Us page. You can take care of it right there. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you're looking for our show sponsors, go to MightyHouse.net. Just click on the Mighty House team page. Next week, we're going to have Dawn McKenna from the from Claremont Limited. We're going to talk about living in place, which is a pretty interesting topic that's affecting more and more people these days. And also, we'll have another Mighty House Tip of the Week and Clutter Clarity. In between that, we'll be taking your phone calls and answering a bunch of emails. And Mike Novak's coming up next with Peggy Malecki, right? See, right. He's kicking me out already. Uh-huh. He's moving my stuff around, saying, you're out of here. Get out of here. For Rich Calgill and Robbie Earhart, I'm Ron Calgill. Keep it square and level.
Until next Saturday.
If you have any questions during the week, you can always post them on Facebook and Twitter. Join us next Saturday for more home infotainment. Mighty House is a Square and Level Media production.
Mighty House.